Hello and welcome to episode 34 of It's Funny Now, Stories You're Glad Didn't Happen to You. My name is Frank Trainer. I'm the creator and producer of the show where people tell stories that maybe were embarrassing, cringy, terrifying, shameful, disgusting, even sad sometimes when they happened. But with the help of time, we can say, it's funny now. Our show is recorded live at The Crow in Santa Monica, California. That's the new comedy club for Elevated Comedy in Los Angeles. It happens every second Tuesday of the month, and on this podcast, you will hear the best stories to come out of that stage. On today's episode, we have Jonathan Tipton Myers with his story, Sorority Girls.
I'm thinking, wow, it's kind of quiet in the back seat, you know? So I look up in the rearview mirror, and Ashley's dry heaving in the corner. Yeah, she's like, and her friend who's right next to her, right, is looking. She's like, no, roll down the window.
Jonathan is a native New Yorker and self-proclaimed pizza rat. He has performed on various sized stages in New York and various sized screens for ABC, NBC, Fox, and Lifetime. His solo show, Weird Traffic, an Uber adventure, was featured on The Moth, KPCC, and hailed by The Scotsman, The Guardian, and The Times of London at last year's Edinburgh Fringe Festival. And now, without further ado, here's Jonathan with his story.
Okay, so it was like 2014. My internet marketing company that I'd started by myself and blown into a corporation that employed 20 people had just crashed. My girlfriend had walked out on me simultaneously, walked out of our house. Everything in my life had completely collapsed, and I didn't know what I was going to do. And a friend of mine came over, and he's like, you got to get up. You got to just get out of this house. And I remembered that he had started doing this really cool thing where he was like driving around people from one place to another, and he was having a blast. He was having like the time of his life. So I took his advice, and to get out of the house and to pay my mortgage, which was like 4K, I decided to become a Lyft driver and an Uber driver. It was incredible. Was anybody around, like anybody take rides in the beginning where you didn't know and you were like, what's that mustache on top of that car? Like, it was a seriously different phenomenon. I mean, all of a sudden, people were free, and they had a chance to, like, not have their car, or even if they didn't have a car, or get to another place. I mean, the vibe was absolutely incredible. The money was great. Everybody, when I showed up, they said the same two things to me. They said, like, thank you so much for picking me up. And the second one was like, I can't believe how cheap this is. It was the same price as it is now. It went down and came back up, right? So the goodwill was absolutely incredible. It wasn't just functional. I mean, imagine, like, you're drunk off your ass, right? It's 2 a.m. You're up in the Hollywood Hills. You don't know where you are. And the safest option is to call a stranger to come and pick you up in their car, right? How much goodwill was that? It was like absolutely lovely. And it was just kind of what I needed at that time. I needed to be out and have connections. And I think the reason it was so good was because it was different. Because it was your car. I mean, literally, the moment that you get into my car, I automatically care about your safety as much as any friend or member of my family. I do, right? Because you're in my car. And that dynamic breeds a certain kind of intimacy. That was incredible. I mean, we're constantly like having conversations all the time. We're going from one place to another, and it's not like we were always talking about something that was that deep, but the way we were communicating was so authentic. You know, I mean, it's like a million times we'll be in the middle of a story, and I'm driving, and they'll be like, John, you can't believe what happened next, and I pull over to their destination, because we're there, right? And that's it. I mean, it's over, right? I mean, I'm not going to see you again, you know? And it's in your eyes, right? And, like, sometimes it's in mine, too. And it's sad, right? Yeah, but I'm like, I'm over it in, like, 5 minutes, and I'm, like, on to somebody else, and it's the perfect kind of interaction that I need right now, vicarious, right? Because I just need to be out with people and connecting with them. And literally, I mean, I don't get to actually go out to dinner with him. I mean, I don't get to, like, have the artichoke risotto with fig and olive. Like, but that shit's $38. That's ridiculous for a plate of rice, right? Seriously. But the best part of this is Saturday nights. And Saturday nights, you can track the energy like radio stations, right? Like 6 to 8, it's like Kiss FM. Like everybody's all hyped up and they're like high-fiving and sup-broing and getting psyched to have like a really good night. And then it hits like 8:30 and all of a sudden it's like Coast 103.5. And it's very quiet and everybody's having dinner. You can hear like forks clinking like in open restaurant doors. And it stays like that till about 2 a.m. when it just all of a sudden everybody gets pushed down onto the street and becomes this giant sea of weebles and wardrobe malfunctions and like... We're cool on Weebles, right? Like, they wobble, but they don't fall. It's like, right? So it's about 1:45, and a ride comes in, and the name is Hannah, 9229 Sunset Boulevard, Bootsy Bellows, right? Bootsy Bellows Club, like, that's on the edge of the Sunset Strip, and I hate going up there late, but the price was right, and so I make my way through all the stupid cars, and I get up, I turn the corner, and right on the street is just filled with weebles, and everybody's just like, oh, 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 and girls are like holding each other's hair, and from the midst of that rises this beautiful young woman with these big blue eyes, right, and she's searching around frantically, and I can read her lips, like, through my windshield, and she's like, Jonathan, and I'm like, Hannah? And she looks at me, she's like, right? And I'm thinking, oh, thank God, right? And she comes walking over and gets in the front of the car, and right behind her is Ashley and two weebles. They come rolling into the back seat, screaming and yelling, because it's Ashley's birthday, and she's like, it's my birthday! And I'm like, happy birthday, honey. She's like, put on the radio! And I'm like, what station you want? She's like, Power 106! And I'm like, okay. So we start driving down to USC because, of course, they are sorority girls, right? But Hannah's different. She is. She's like statuesque. And she's got this long blonde hair and this like beautiful porcelain skin. She's from the Palisades, right? So she's got that skin that looks like it's been like bathed in the like semen of young boys. You know what I mean, right? It's the Palisades, right? But and she's an urban planning major. So she knows the whole layout of the city. And she knows how neighborhoods were put together. And she's telling me about the mineral breakdown in the cement. And I'm like, wow, you are not what I expected. And she's like, no, God, I don't do this. I'm like, every night my heads are in a book, but it's Ashley's birthday. And Ashley's like, it's my birthday! And she's like, we've been drinking since like 1 o'clock. So I am so glad that you are here to come get us. And she puts her hand on my thigh, and I can feel the heat from her palm on my leg, and I'm all frazzled, and I'm like, yeah, yeah, me too, right? So we're on the 10, and I make the turn off to the 110 South, and I'm thinking, wow, it's kind of quiet in the back seat, you know? So I look up in the rearview mirror, and Ashley's dry heaving in the corner. Yeah, she's like, mm. And her friend who's right next to her, right, is looking. She's like, no, 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 roll down the window. And as soon as I hear that, my hands are on there, all the windows go down, right? And in one move, one seamless move, she just leans out and she's like, right, like a pro. Like she'd been doing it her whole life, right? But her friend on the other side is not a pro. And she gets triggered and she's like, right? Right? Now the friend in the middle is now in vomit stereo. It's just covered her face and she's like, ah! And I'm just staying cool. I'm holding my breath. I pull off the 110 into the first parking lot and I get all the paper towels that I can from the guy in there and I go around the back and I get these bottles of water and I spill them over the car and then I just hand out the napkins to all these girls and I'm like, okay, ladies, let's get cleaning. And they look at me like, what? What? Like it's someone else's vomit? Right? And I'm like, can't I just give you a credit card? And I'm like, that's not going to clean the car. And then they start to weep. Right? Because they get out of the car and they're like, oh, 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 oh. And I let them go for like 10 minutes. and wipe out, right? And then I put them back in the car, and we drive two more blocks to 28th Street because they were cleaning the car. And they don't even wait for me to stop. They just run out into the street, like, screaming, and they leave Hannah, who's mortified, there. And she gets out of the car, and she's like, I'm so sorry. She reaches in her pocket. She pulls out this, like, crumpled $50 bill, and I'm like, it's okay. And I take that, and she leaves, and I make a beeline for the 7-Eleven on Highland and Wilshire, and I pull up, and I get two giant rolls of paper towels and a bottle of Fantastic, and I proceed to Silkwood the entire car, right? I'm like, and honestly, it's not that bad. Really, it's not. The only difficult part were the windows, the automatic windows, like, because each time it comes up, there's like another little nugget, right? Yeah, right. But I do a good job. I do. Actually, I do such a good job that all the Armenian cab drivers who are watching me give me a round of applause. They're like, bro, that's so good. You did that with the windows. They're not easy, right? So it's like 2:30. There's money out there, but I'm done. So I head back home east. I'm rolling up Hyperion, right? And I pass this Mexican restaurant, Casita del Campo. And it reminds me of the last time that somebody threw up outside my car. And it was Susan, my ex. It was her 34th birthday. She hates her birthday. She didn't eat all day. She drank a pitcher of margaritas, and she threw up outside my car. And at that moment, two thoughts are going through my head. The first one is, what could I have possibly done to make someone so unhappy that they would drink a pitcher of margaritas and throw up on my car? And the second thought, simultaneously, I was thinking, was that those little nuggets of vomit look just like artichoke risotto. Thank you.
That's it. That's our episode. I'm so happy to have had Jonathan back on the show because he's such a good friend of the show, but also of myself and my wife, Martina, personally. So really happy to have him back with one of his insane, always his, you never know what he's going to come up with. And always his driving stories are so, so insane. As always, you can find the video of this story on our YouTube channel at It's Funny Now Storytelling. And you can find information about future shows and how to pitch your own story on our website, itsfunnynowstorytelling.com. And you can find a new episode every Monday on all podcast streaming platforms. On the next episode, we have Morgan Lanewall with his story, The Italian Stallion.
It's my first threesome. I'm a little excited. So I'm there, and she's blowing me. Here we go. Here's the roller coaster's in. She's blowing me, and I'm like, this is fucking sick. And he comes over, and he takes his shirt off, and he has tribal tattoos pointing to his penis. And I knew at that moment I was in for a world of hurt, okay? That's a professional, okay? That's a professional, okay?
Thanks for listening, and remember, tragedy plus time, it's funny now. See you next time.